I'm here to remind you that your goals are not big enough. Stop holding yourself back. Stop questioning if you're worthy. Stop questioning if you can do it. Stop questioning if you're good enough. Yes, you are. But guess what? I shouldn't have to tell you that. You should know that. Invest in your inner work. Invest your time and effort into becoming the person that gets to have the thing that you want. But first, when you're creating your goals, stretch yourself a little bit. Don't go for the bare minimum of what you think you can accomplish. Double it, triple it, multiply it by 10. Set crazy goals that actually excite you. Because whatever you decide to pursue, it's going to take effort. It's going to take inner work. It's going to take spiritual work. It's going to take physical labor on your part to manifest whatever it is that you want. So you might as well manifest something worth manifesting. If you're just like, oh, it's just this whatever thing, it doesn't excite you, how is that going to motivate you to actually accomplish it? How is that going to motivate you in times of stress, in times when challenges come up? I remember I was on diets on and off so much. Oh my God. I tried losing weight. I gained it right back. I tried so many different diets and it never really worked for me because my goal wasn't set. I didn't have a clear picture of what I actually wanted. I just kept saying, oh, I just want to be prettier. I just want to be skinnier. I just want to lose weight. I just want to lose weight. I didn't have a set goal of how much I wanted to weigh. I didn't have a set goal of what I wanted to look like, what I wanted to see when I looked in the mirror, the clothes that I wanted to wear. I didn't create that picture. I didn't put any emotion behind it. So it was almost like, yeah, I want to lose weight because I feel insecure, but I don't really have anything motivating me. And that is why a lot of you try these diets and you fail. Or you try to work towards a goal and you fail. Or you give up. Because you don't have the proper motivation and there's nothing wrong with you. You just need to create a better goal. You need to create a more exciting goal that actually makes you want to get up in the morning and work. And go to the gym. And eat a healthy meal. Right? My goal of the way I wanted to look had to be so strong. I had to be so passionate about that goal that I was willing to say no to a piece of cake. That I was willing to go to a workout class and literally bust my ass for an hour. That I was literally willing to feel physical pain when I'm working out, right? Not like physical pain like torture, but you know when you're working out and you're lifting heavy weights or you're doing a HIIT class, they push you past your limit. There's times where you want to give up and you just keep going, okay? It's because that motivation for me, my goal was so strong that I was willing to put up with the pain. I was willing to put up with the challenges. Now, your goals don't have to be hard to accomplish. You don't have to feel pain, right? Exercising can be fun. It can be pleasant. You can make it work for you. I was just using that as an example so you understand that regardless of what you want to do, there's going to be some effort that you have to put in. So if you're going to put in effort regardless, you might as well put in effort for something that's actually something that lights you up, something that excites you. Don't set these tiny little goals. Stop playing it safe. Set a big goal for yourself. Right? Because even if you don't accomplish that big goal, you will still get farther than if you set like a really small goal. And when you are manifesting anything, not only do you need to put in effort, but you also need to do the inner work. You have to focus on reprogramming any stale, downgraded, annoying, depressing core beliefs that you may have lying below the surface. Core beliefs around money, core beliefs around happiness, around relationships. These simple beliefs that you think are absolute facts, they're not facts. They're created according to your perception, according to your childhood, according to what you see. But guess what? It's not the ultimate truth. There are other beliefs that you can choose to adopt that will actually make your life easier. And when you choose these beliefs, you will actually see more results for your effort. So when I started doing the inner work, as well as dieting and being more selective with my workouts, being more selective with what I'm eating. When I started also envisioning the person I wanted to look like, envisioning that lifestyle for myself and doing the inner work, my daily affirmations, journaling, visualizations, meditations, like all the tools that I teach you on my channel and in my courses, I was doing that every single day. And that combined with my aligned actions, I was able to lose the weight relatively fast and I've been able to keep it off. That's the key, right? Because it's so easy to lose 30 pounds and then gain it right back. I did this. Okay, I would lose the weight and I would gain it right back. Or I would make some money and then I would lose it. Or I wouldn't be able to make the same money again. Like it was like a good luck one-time thing. Or things would happen, but then they would go away, right? Things would start to work out and then they go away. You self-sabotage it. Because maybe you did the effort and you manifested it, but you haven't updated your core beliefs. You haven't updated your thoughts. You haven't updated your identity. So of course you're not going to be able to hold on to that new result. You're going to gain the weight right back. You're going to lose the money. Something's going to happen and that relationship is going to become toxic just like the last one, right? This pattern will repeat itself in so many ways. You need to focus on the person that you get to become. So that way your manifestations are happening on autopilot and you don't have to actively try to manifest every single thing. You can just sit back, be who you want to be, and the things that you want will just naturally come to you. They'll be magnetized towards you. But it all starts with your goal. It all starts with your desire. So I want you to take this moment and take a few deep breaths and ask yourself, what is it that I actually want? What is my ultimate goal right now? If I had this thing, or if I accomplished this goal, my life would completely change. I'd be so happy. That is something that I could not even believe if it happened to me because it's so just exciting to think about. Think about that one thing, that one goal, that one desire that you genuinely feel would change your life. Something that you feel would literally solve all of your problems. Right? That one thing, start to step into that identity. Who do you get to become? All right? Do this. Journal this on paper. Ask yourself, what do I want? And then ask yourself, who do I get to be in order to have this? If you answer those two questions honestly, and you take time to really reflect and be authentic to yourself, don't just write down what you think is correct. Write down the truth. Write down how you actually feel. Write down whatever your gut tells you to write down. And then from there, all you have to do is align your actions. Okay? So often we're out here looking for the secret, looking for the guide. All we need to do is look within ourselves. We have all the answers as to how we're going to accomplish these things. And each step of the way, a new answer will come. So you may not have the whole plan right now, but you know what your next step is. So go to that next step, do that next thing. And when you do it, the next step will be presented to you, right? You may not always get the whole blueprint right up front, but you will get each step as you need it. So just have that faith and set your expectations high because you are worthy. You get to have it. And remember, I am here. I'm a resource to you. You can always comment your questions below, or if you want to book a one-on-one session where we just sit down and address all of your limiting beliefs and reprogram them on the spot, you can do that. I have that option available to you. All my resources, all my courses, all my services are listed in the description. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to check out my inner work playlist and my money and business playlist. Those are great. Also, the feminine energy playlist if you want to work on your feminine energy and become a goddess. But I'll see you in the next video, okay? Don't forget to like and subscribe. Love you. Bye. Mwah.